Give you the praise and the honor. We give you the adoration because you are God. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing you, the privilege of relationship. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you can. Tonight to this preservation service in the precious name of Jesus. I believe that God has something in store for someone tonight, and you will not live here the same. 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13. 1 Peter chapter 3 and in verse 13. He said, "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? The subject tonight is the preservation power of godly character. The preservation power. Our objective is to understand how godly character preserves life. The Bible is clear from where we just read that godly character carries preservation power. 1 Peter 3:13, where we read, "Who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" The meaning is, you are not in the path of harm. You are not in the way of harm if you are on the path of good. You are not in the way of harm if you are on the path of good. Good deed, good living. You are not in the way of harm if you are on the path of good. Job chapter 32, chapter 22 and in verse 30. Job chapter 22 and in verse 30 said, "He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands." He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. The meaning is innocence. brings deliverance. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. Innocence brings deliverance. Where conscience is clear, deliverance is sure. Deliverance is sure. Innocence brings deliverance. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 21, all the way to verse 22, Daniel chapter 6 verse 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. Innocency was found in me. Because innocency was found in me, he has not hurt me. Psalm 125 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. That shall never be your portion. But peace shall be upon Israel. Somebody say aloud, amen. The rod of the wicked is not permitted to rest upon the lot of the righteous. Righteousness is a frustration for the agenda of wickedness. Righteousness is a frustration for the agenda of wickedness. Righteousness is a frustration for the agenda of the wicked. The rod of the wicked is not permitted to rest on the lot of the righteous. So I've said three things. First, that you are not in the way of harm. If you are in the way of good, you are not in the way of harm. You are not in the way of harm if you are in the way of in the path of good. Second, that innocence brings deliverance. Innocence brings deliverance. And I just said that righteousness is a frustration for the agenda of the wicked. It's a frustration for the agenda of wickedness. I prophesy upon someone here today. Every agenda of wickedness around your life, targeted towards you or your loved ones, I declare it is frustrated. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, believers, amen. Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 15 all the way to verse 16. Isaiah 33 verse 15 all the way to verse 16. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. See that man? He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be in the munition of rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. Somebody say aloud, amen. The fourth thing to note tonight is righteousness positions people in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Righteousness positions people in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. He that shaketh his hands from holding bribe, taking bribes, shutteth his ears from this and that, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of the rocks. Bread shall be given him, and his waters shall be sure. Righteousness positions you in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. I announce to someone here today, when danger is looking for people, they will never locate you. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. When calamity is looking for people, they will never locate you. When disaster is looking for people, it will never locate you. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are not permitted to die a careless death. You cannot die in the hands of wicked people. You cannot die in the hands of criminals. Where blood is wasted, yours shall never be wasted. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. See after me, say, through the righteousness of God, I am dwelling in the realm that is beyond the reach of harm. Harm can never reach me. Harm can never access me. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Finally, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 14, all the way to verse 17. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever is gathered together against you shall fall for your sake. Everywhere they have gathered against you, they shall scatter for your sake. Everywhere they have gathered against this church, they shall scatter for our sakes. Everywhere they have gathered against the good people of Nigeria, they shall scatter for our sakes. Everywhere they have gathered against your destiny, they shall scatter for your sake. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. He said, behold, I have created the smith that bled the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. I have created a waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and a shout of praise. Say after me, I belong to God. And that weapon that can prosper against my life can never be fashioned. Say, I belong to God, and that weapon that can take me out of this life can never be manufactured. No weapon formed against you, whether it's a weapon of gun or the weapon of a blackmail, whatever weapon it is, human bitterness and envy or jealousy, whatever it is, it will never prosper. It will never prosper. It will never prosper. It will never prosper. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat, and this is the fifth point for this night. Those who are established in righteousness can never be destroyed by wickedness. In righteousness shall thou be established. Those who are established in righteousness can never be destroyed by by wickedness. They are not victims of wickedness. I want you to know tonight that it's not unto you according to somebody's experience. It's unto you according to your faith. The basis of your expectation is not the situations of life. It is the revelations of the word. You don't expect something to happen to you because something happened to somebody. You expect something to happen to you according to what God said. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I'm a winner and not a loser. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I'm what God says I am. I am a winner and not a loser. I'm what God says. That train will come at somebody. Train. Electric train. Not locomotive train of those days. Electric German train. At high speed of 200 miles or kilometers per hour. That's still faster than any car. And it's just rushing. That is a whole mobile train in momentum. And suddenly, what happened to the woman? A mighty hand pulled her and her children off the track. And the train just ran with speed. Stopped 200 meters away to come out to find out what happened. Jehovah happened. El Shaddai happened. Obadabada happened. I am that I am happened. Jehovah Rapha happened. Jehovah Jireh happened. I say again, you see, prophecy is the birthplace of events. Prophecy gives birth to events. Prophecy is the mother of events. Things are realized as they are prophesied. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? They are realized as they are prophesied. And hear this now. That arrow of premature death will never cut you down. No matter how desperate the devil tries, everyone under this cover, by the mercies of God, you shall fulfill your days. Where blood is wasted, yours shall not be wasted. You are saying amen, say it louder, amen. You are saying amen, say the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as we take your seat 1 minute. I'll say two things in summary. Godly character preserves, but ungodly character destroys. Godly character preserves. In Esther, examples, Esther. First example, Esther. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. She went to the king at the risk of her life because she loved the people of the Jews, her people. She didn't want them to perish. But she went at the risk of her life and said, if I perish, I perish. And she never perished. That was the godly character of love that preserved the life of Esther. Second example, Shadrach. And company. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16. After they refused to bow for the gods of Nebuchadnezzar. The God whom we serve shall deliver us, and he will. And if even if he doesn't, let it be known to you, we shall not bow to your gods. They did not bow. And they could not burn. Those who bow for God cannot be burnt by the devil. If you refuse to bow for the devil, you are not permitted to burn in his fire. You are not permitted. Those who bow for God are not permitted to be burnt by hell, by the devil. Shadrach and the fire could not burn them. Daniel 3:16 to 20. Third example is Daniel. Daniel decided to maintain his prayer life. The enemy wanted him dead. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to 22. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Innocence was found in me and I was delivered. Godly character preserves under every circumstance. But ungodly character destroys. Do we have examples of people destroyed by ungodly character? One, Achan. Joshua chapter 7 verse 24 to 26, we saw how Achan was stoned to death with his whole household when he stole the piece of Babylonish garment that did not belong to him and the wedge of gold. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. The man died because he touched the accursed thing. He died because he stole. He died. And the people around him also perished because he took what he wasn't meant to take. Number two, Gehazi. Gehazi was the one who told a lie in the name of the prophet Elisha and inherited the leprosy of Naaman. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 26 to 27, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 26 to 27, and he said unto him, went not mine heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. He went out a leper as white as snow. If you are interested in Naaman's prosperity, you will not avoid Naaman's leprosy. That was what Elisha told Gehazi. You like the prosperity of Naaman? It is connected to the leprosy of Naaman. He lied in the name of the prophet, stole in the name of the prophet, and inherited a deadly disease for life. Godly character preserves, ungodly character destroys. You know the story of Samson. Judges chapter 16, verse 18 to 21. Samson kept on playing about like a playboy until he died with his enemies. Let's look at verse 28 to 30. All the way, you can read 18 to 21. And Samson called on the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, and O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, and of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. He died in battle because his life was not under control. He kept on giving out his strength, He gave out his strength until he gave everything. He wanted to go out as other times, no more strength. Young men, young women, don't give out your strength, just distributing your strength. Until your spiritual immunity dies, that will never be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there was a man called Joshua the high priest, and that is my fourth example in Zechariah chapter 3, and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3, Zechariah chapter 3. And he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. You see, this person was a high priest, but Satan stood by him. And where Satan is, I told somebody the other day, I said, devil means, the D stands for do. So the D of it is do. The other part is evil. So the one who does evil is called devil. Do evil. Devil. Right? And this was the devil that stood beside Joshua. What was it that could have made the devil to stand near Joshua? Verse 3 said, Joshua was putting on, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. As he stood before the angel, the devil stood beside him. That will never be your portion. Every devil hanging around your life today, after this message tonight and the adjustments in your life, that devil is arrested and released back to hell. Every familiar spirit, monitoring spirit hanging around your life tonight, by the adjustment that will come through this message, those demons are released back to hell. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Hallelujah. How many of you remember the liar who died in 1 Samuel chapter 13, chapter 1, verse 13? The one who lied and told David that he found Saul in battle. How many of you remember that man? He thought he was going to give David good news. I saw your enemy in battle and he was wounded. So I carried a sword and killed him and have brought his crown to you. You remember the story? Meanwhile, Saul killed himself. Part of the story was true. The part was that probably he met Saul already dead and carried the crown of Saul and brought it to David. But he said he was the one who killed Saul and has taken the crown and brought it to David. After David finished crying, he said, wait a minute, what did this man just say? What did you just say? You said that you killed Saul? David said unto him, how were you not afraid to stretch forth your hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? And David called one of the young men and said, go near and fall upon him. And he smote him that he died. And David said unto him, your blood be upon your head, for your mouth has testified against you, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. That man died on the frequency of lies. Godly character preserves. Ungodly character destroys. You shall not be destroyed before your time. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Very, very quickly, how does godly character preserve? How does godly character preserve? I'll say three things, after which I will give general counsel. Number one, godly character imparts and releases in the Christian the nature of God. It imparts, it releases in us the nature of God. And the nature of God is indestructible. It releases in us, it imparts and releases in us the nature of God. And the nature of God is indestructible. You can't destroy God. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. When you escape the corrupt living, the corruption in the world, you are ushered into the realm of, you become a partaker of the divine nature. And what is that nature? John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you will have that life that is indestructible. Life that is life abundant. It's called the Zoe life. It is meaningful life. It is purposeful life. Alright, let me slow down here. So, godly character imparts and releases in us the nature of God, and the nature of God is indestructible. It's meaningful life, purposeful life, durable life. Life that has meaning. Life that has purpose. Life that lasts. So when the life of God is in you, you are not permitted to be consumed your time. Meaningful life, purposeful life, durable life. Somebody say amen. Godly character imparts and releases in us the nature of God, and the nature of God is indestructible. Number two, godly character positions us in the presence of God. And the presence of God is inaccessible by the devil. Positions us in the presence of God. And the presence of God is inaccessible by the devil. When you live in the nature of God, you are literally hanging around the presence of God. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 15 to 16. We read that already. Isaiah 33 verse 15 to verse 16. He that walketh righteously, that speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, that man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Now, verse 14. Earlier on said, who among us? The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? That is the consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. The consuming fire. Then he gives us, in verse 15, the kind of people that will dwell with the consuming fire. He that walketh righteously, that speaketh uprightly, that despiseth the gains of oppression. Am I communicating? And then you join that to Psalm 91 and in verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Godly character positions us in the presence of God. And the presence of God is inaccessible by the devil. Hallelujah. Number three, godly character imparts upon us the boldness of faith. It imparts upon us the boldness of faith. And faith shields against the arrows of wickedness. Godly character imparts upon us the boldness of faith. And faith shields against the arrows of wickedness. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold. They have an audacity of faith like the lion. So righteousness gives you the boldness of faith. And that boldness of faith shields you. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. Take the shield of faith. Hallelujah. The meaning of that is, when the conscience is not clear, boldness is not there. The boldness of faith is not there. And if the boldness of faith is not there, people can easily become victims. You know, the devil beginning to convince you that you can't be heard. You are not qualified to be heard. You are annoying God. You can't be heard. When such a doubt exists, it becomes very dangerous. But you will never be a victim. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. What is the counsel tonight as regarding the preservation power of godly character? Number one, avoid the lifestyle of unrighteousness. Avoid it. Don't live an ungodly, unrighteous, sinful life. Avoid it. We read that already, Proverbs 28, verse 1. The righteous are the only ones that are bold as a lion. Avoid it. You are confronted, you are challenged, you are tempted. Let sinful living not be a part of your identity. Number two, continuously receive forgiveness. From unrighteousness. Why is that so? Because there may be things that you may not be aware of that the enemy, who is called the accuser of the brethren, may want to use against your life. Am I communicating? 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. Hear what it says. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanseth us, present continuous, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, however, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, I make demands on the speakings of the blood of Jesus for the cleansing of my life. If there's anything in my life that the enemy may use against me at any time, I ask for mercy and I ask for cleansing. Number three, maintain the conscience that is void of offense. The conscience that is void of offense towards God and man. Maintain a conscience that is void of offense. On a continual basis, ensure that the conscience of yours is void of offense towards God and towards man. Determine not to live in such a way where your life is permanently annoying God or annoying people. A conscience that is void of offense. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 24 and in verse 16. Acts 24, Paul the Apostle says, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards men. You know, we have people in this world today who calculate and organize and orchestrate wickedness. They hatch it. They manufacture it. Until someone is hurt, they are not satisfied. Maintain a conscience. Number four, maintain goodwill towards others. Goodwill. Determine to wish people well. Goodwill towards others. Don't live in such a realm where you wish people disaster. Life is a seed. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. It says, what things soever, therefore all things whatsoever, you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Do so to them. Do so to them. I have seen people who wish death on others and reaped it almost instantly. Some who even pray death on people and then begin to reap it. Don't do that. Goodwill. Let goodwill flow from you. And I can tell you, if goodwill is flowing from you towards people, no witchcraft can finish you. Because goodwill is stronger than witchcraft. Somebody say loud amen. If you want to give the Lord the praise, give him the praise. All the people that were wishing Job evil, he prayed for them in Job 42:10, and God turned his captivity. Just release goodwill. People offended you so terribly, let God handle them. You can pray for people according to scriptures. Let God handle them. But don't sit down and be watching evil, especially somebody did nothing against you. Not all the time you are just I'm coming to that one now. Just wishing them evil. No, release goodwill. Life is a seed. What you release determines what to receive. Numbers 4. Is that 4 or 5? Number 5. Avoid the climate of strife and envy. Strife and envy. Avoid that climate. It's a killer. Job chapter 5 and in verse 2. Job chapter 5 and in verse 2. He says, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Envy slayeth the silly one. James chapter 3 and in verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion, and let me paraphrase it like this, there is confusion and the devil is at work. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Don't let competition be a motivation. Especially ungodly competition, unholy. Let someone's result motivate you positively. It can be motivation without being competition. Am I communicating? Just ensure that. Just make sure. I remember many years ago, a man brought a child into my office. Area 1 church, basement office. Anybody remember the basement office? And this child, I did everything I could. It was as if there was life in the child. I prayed and he would do. Did all the prayer I could. But that child was taken away. Couldn't return back. Wasn't a member of our church. I think the man was a pastor somewhere or something. And he said to me, Pastor, this child is the third one that you are about to bury. See, and this woman will not let me rest. His wife. Permanent tension. Permanent tension. I will never forget it. Strife. Envy. If anybody wants to engage you in strife and envy, leave him. The accident I experienced in my life was an accident of, let me call it strife. Overtake me, I overtake you. I was inside public transport 34 years ago. This driver overtook, another one overtook. Who told you can overtake me? I overtake you, you overtake me. I overtook. At the bends of Akwanga area. Next thing, vehicle veered off the road and started somersaulting. I felt my head touch the ground in the course of the somersault. If he says he has overtook, let him go. Do you know where he is going? Do you know where he is? Let him go. Somebody was taken from a vehicle carried him from Abuja, from Kaduna to Abuja many years ago. And when he saw how the man was tearing, he said, excuse me, sir. I don't know if you understand where I say I'm going. It is Abuja, not heaven. Take me to Abuja. I didn't say, carry me to heaven. It's not time for that one yet. You know how he's taking him to heaven? Don't let people push you to do what you are not ready for. Take your time and move at your pace. I don't know who I'm talking to here today. Just move at your pace. Take your time, move at your pace. Don't let anybody push you into what you are not ready for. Don't let any ungodly family, inter-family competition. Our family is bigger than your family. Forget about that. You build a big house, I'll build a bigger one. Forget about that. Avoid the climate of strife and envy. It's a killer. What made Lot to lose everything in life was he was striving with Abraham. Genesis chapter 13 verse 5. Abraham that raised him, Lot began to strive with Abraham and began to. And Lot also, go ahead. and there was, and the land was not able to bear them, that they will dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together, and there was strife. See, Lot began to strive with Abraham, allowed his staff to strive with Abraham's staff. Long story made short, that strife led him to Sodom, a landmark for demolition. I'm sure you are in Abuja, you know what it means to be marked for demolition. Sodom was already marked for demolition. He was not aware. That was where he went. He didn't come out of Sodom in one piece. His wife looked back to Sodom and became a pillar of salt. He came and had immorality with his two daughters. Firstborn, secondborn. They became bastard generation of Ammonites and Moabites that will never mix with the children of Israel. That was how Saul ended, Lot ended his destiny with strife. You won't end like that. You won't end like that. Shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, I am not competing with you. Don't compete with me. I can complete you. I can compliment you. But I don't want to compete with you. Number six, avoid the heart of bitterness and unforgiveness. It's a killer. Bitterness and unforgiveness, it breaks down your defenses. It breaks down your hedge. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 15, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15, it said, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and many be defiled. Root of bitterness springing up troubles, and many are defiled. Some people are still angry with somebody who has died. The person has died. But every time they remember what the man did, they charge afresh. Do you want to go and meet him in the grave? Benjamin Franklin said this, those things that hurt, instruct. There are things in life that make you better or make you bitter. And I say to people, if you have learned from anything, it was no longer a problem. It was a school. Whatever teaches you was a training. Anything. So you let it go. There are people, what they did to you made you better. You became more prayerful. You became more prayerful. It pushed you to God. Hey! If not for some people who told us, let's see what you will become. Some of us won't be here now. They looked at you and they considered that you can't amount to anything. And then you push yourself to God. And you say, oh God, please let me amount to something. Please let me amount to something. And God laid his hands on you. Do you remember the song last week? Please play it for us. I want to love and love and love you like you do. For when you love someone, you love him all the way. Just play the music first. The music alone is a blast. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you should be thanking that person, not annoyed with them. Because if they didn't hate you, you would have been with them. You would have been at their level. Somebody say amen. You know, Elisha was not angry with the sons of the prophets. You know what? The sons of the prophets told him, look at you, useless boy. Your master wants to go to heaven, and he didn't tell you, and you are still following him. He said, I know it. Hold your peace. He came again to another level and said, are you not wasting your life? This man is going to heaven today. All these 21 years you followed him. What have you gained? You say, I know it, hold your peace.
When the River Jordan was parting, the ones watching at Jericho, are you still following the man? How will you return back? Especially if the Jordan closes.
I know it, hold your peace.
When Elisha realized that he could not return back empty-handed, and the man said, if you see me when I am taken, what do you want me to do? Say, I need a double portion of your anointing.
See, you have asked a hard thing. Mind you, he didn't say you have asked an impossible thing. There are things that are hard, but not impossible. And if you are ready to harden yourself, you can get anything that is hard.
If you see me when I am taken, you will have it. But if you don't see me, you won't see you. Any realm you want, I will see you. Whether it's to see you physically or see you in the realm of the spirit. If I don't see you and I don't collect what you are meant to collect, what will I tell them? That their prediction came to pass? That I wasted 21 years following you? What will I tell them? He shined his eye, like we say in Nigeria, shine your eye. And he was ready. And then the chariot came, the fire came in the realm of the spirit. He opened his eyes and he must see something today. And then he saw it and said, my father, I see you, that's the meaning. I see the chariot that came to carry you. It's a chariot of fire, horsemen of fire. I can see everything. Hey! And you know what he did that I like? And he saw him no more. And the man left. The man didn't drop the mantle. Elijah didn't drop the mantle. He was going with the mantle. He saw him no more. So since he couldn't get the mantle, he carried his own cloth and tore it into two. Since I say double portion, one portion, another portion. If you like, go with the man. If I see you, I'll have it. Even if nothing drop, there's cloth already in my hand. I have two. One, two. Then when God saw the desperation, he said, he now took also the mantle of Elijah. That what? Not that he dropped. Elijah did not drop it. Elisha fell it. Did you hear what I said? Elijah did not drop it. What happened? Elisha fell it. Something is dropping for you tonight. Nobody will ever be able to say you are wasting your time going to church. You are wasting your time following God. That you are wasting your time in this commission. No devil will ever be able to say that. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You know what? He stood before the Jordan. Say, is this not what my father parted? I will part you now. Where is the Lord God of my father Elijah? Bam! The what Jordan parted. By the time he reached the other side, he didn't need to tell the sons of the prophet what he has received. They were the ones who saw it. They said the spirit of Elijah is resting. What God is going to do in your life after tonight, you are not going to tell people about it. They will see it themselves. They will see it for themselves. They will experience it themselves. You believe that? Shout the loudest, say amen.
So there is no need to be bitter. No need to be bitter. They only persecuted you until you ran into God. They pushed you to God. They made you become more serious with life. They made you to become more serious with God. They made you to become so desperate that God could have no option but to change your life. So you need to actually thank them.
when I finish university, when I finish my A levels high institution, I got all the points I needed to get cleared, far, I mean above cutoff point for medicine. Yet the university couldn't give me admission. So I waited at home for 1 year. I think I already lost 1 year and then waited at home for 1 year. That 1 year will be the 1 year of many people's depression, hopelessness, despair, bitterness against God and against everybody. That 1 year for me was my Bible school. That was 1 year of 7 to 10 hours prayer every day or many, many days. That the devil regretted it. That was 1 year of ransacking the Bible page to page. That was 1 year of restless fastings. That was 1 year of multiple mantles. By the time I entered the university, I went to direct entry, so that was second year. When I preached in the fellowship, they said, where did this guest minister come from? Which ministry is the ministry of this guest minister? She was among those who said that. At that time, she was wearing a glass that was as thick as Coca-Cola bottle. That God removed from her eyes at that time. 200 level. You stood on the altar speaking. People were on the floor as if they drank or they are on anesthesia. Everywhere. You went close to people, they are on the floor. As a student in 200 level. It's possible. You can't play like that 7 hours, 10 hours. I mean, and then you move and things are not. No. A fixed deposit was. So I feel like going to thank the university that didn't allow me to go straight. Upon on top of that, it was in this new university I found my wife. If I had gone straight, we may not have met. If I tell you that I regretted finding my wife, that would be a lie. The opposite is the truth. Peace. Rest. No stress. No wahala. You are not going home with your heart beating. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So there are things that the devil wanted to use to resist you. At the end, it was used to assist you. Hey! Help me shake the hands of 7 people. Tell them that resistance is actually an assistance. That resistance is an assistance. That resistance is an assistance. The devil meant it for resistance, but God used it for assistance. The devil meant it for resistance, God used it for assistance. The devil meant it for resistance, God used it for your assistance. The devil meant it for your resistance, but God used it for your assistance. Go ahead and give him the praise. 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 Leperete sete la gayada yada 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 haya. Leperata sata kata yada yada. Give him a bigger clap and a shout of praise. Look at your neighbor, say, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. They don't know where they were doing. If they knew that it will help you to become everything God wants you to become, they would have done the opposite. Let me tell you, if some people know that hating you will make you become very big in life, they will be very nice. Ha ha ha!
they will be unusually nice. So, how are you? Have you eaten today? That is, they know that this niceness will help you to remain where you are. No, human beings are very terrible. Yeah. So I just wanted to find out, are you okay? He doesn't love you. If he knows that if doing this will prevent you from becoming anything you are meant to become, he will be nice. He thought hating you will stop you. That's why he's hating you. That's why the Bible says, had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They thought they were doing Jesus a disfavor by nailing him. They didn't know that they were raising him. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Isaac was resisted and resisted and resisted until they resisted him to Rehoboth. I'm sure you read that before. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 16. He dug a well. They resisted. He left that place. He dug another well. They resisted him. He left that place. Okay, let's. And Isaac departed as and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the name by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar, this tribe with Isaac herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek because it strove with him. And they digged another well. And they strove for that also. He called the name Sitna. He kept and he removed from thence and digged another. For that they strove not. It came to the point where they were tired of the fight. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. It means the place of my enlargement. For now the Lord has made room. So your embarrassment actually leads you to your enlargement. Harassment of the enemy actually leads to your place of enlargement. The engagement of the enemy actually pushes you to the place of your enlargement. So don't hold it against them. If enlargement was the outcome, then the embarrassment was worth it. If enlargement was the outcome, then the harassment was worth it. If at the end of the day, you were pushed to where you belong, then congratulations. I prophesy upon somebody here today. That place the devil is afraid of, where they say you will never get to, I announce today, you are already getting there. You are already getting there. After this nice service, you shall get there. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And finally, number 7, avoid a lifestyle of falsehood and crookedness. Itemizing things we should do in uprightness to help us to live and last. Avoid the lifestyle of falsehood and crookedness. That crooked life and falsehood killed Gehazi. Finished Gehazi. Finished Achan. Judas. Crooked Judas. Psalm 101 verse 7. He said, he that walketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies, Almighty God speaking, cannot tarry in my sight. He telleth, that is, he lives by lying. The life is a permanent lie, permanently crooked. You know, there are people, Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with the blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. And if he is not innocent, he cannot have deliverance. There are many people on the fast lane. Dupe this person, dupe, lie here, lie there, lie here, lie there, dupe here, dupe here, dupe here. On the very, very fast lane. Now, I've seen many people on the fast lane that ended in fast death. Fast death. Young man, happening guy in university days. Before you knew it, he had cars, he had everything.
One day on the streets of Lagos, some people met him and said, who do you think you dealt with like that? Bah! He was gone. Cars, everything, nowhere to be found. Avoid that way. What God cannot give you, you don't need it. Where God cannot get you, don't get there. What God can't do for you, let it remain undone. And there is nothing God cannot do for you. Am I communicating at all? Let God make you. If He makes you, nobody can be bigger than you. The making of God will make you bigger than your contemporaries. Did somebody hear something today? Don't lie to get it. For to lie to get it is to lie to keep it. And if you lie to get it, it will not last. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Did you receive something tonight? Did you receive anything tonight? How many of you believe that you are going to fulfill your destiny? In the name that is above every name. Everything that is in your history, wherever you have erred, wherever you have gone wrong, grace to do it right is now released upon you. Grace to do it right is now released upon you. And in the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your days. Anyone who was blessed tonight, say amen. You receive something tonight, say louder, amen. You receive something tonight, stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. Lift up your hands where you are and begin to appreciate Him. I have not seen the locations and the connections. I believe they are all there. Lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and say after me. Say, Father, thank you for your word to my life tonight. I receive the preservation power from your word today. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for preservation. I receive your preservation power in my life today, in the name of Jesus. By your mercies, oh Lord, I shall fulfill my days in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. They're going to lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, this is the time that we are going to make demands on the speakings of the blood of Jesus. You know, the Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren. I ask, I make demands on the speakings of the blood for cleansing for my life. Anything that I may have done knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, everything the devil may be using against my life or intend to use against my life at any time, I ask for mercy. I ask for forgiveness. I ask for cleansing by the blood. I receive forgiveness, cleansing, preservation by the blood. I refuse to be a victim of the enemy. There are any any legal hold of Satan. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for mercy.
I ask for cleansing by the blood of Jesus for my life. Any area of my life where I consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly offended you or acted in a way that will give the enemy access to my life. I ask for mercy. I ask for cleansing. I ask for pardon, and I receive it now in the name of Jesus. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive it now. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands and say, Father,
I refuse to walk
in ungodliness, in unrighteousness.
I receive a conscience
that is void of offense
towards God and man.
I receive the cleansing power
of the blood of Jesus.
I release goodwill
towards everyone.
I reject
the climate
of strife
and envy.
I refuse
to accommodate
unforgiveness
and bitterness
in my heart.
I refuse
the lifestyle
of crookedness
or falsehood.
Anywhere,
at any time,
I exhibited
any of this.
I ask for mercy.
I ask for cleansing.
I ask for forgiveness.
Now, Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
go ahead and speak to God
anywhere and anytime.
Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout a loud most amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. The Lord has answered us. Sometime not too long ago, while we were praying intensively for Nigeria, we received a message from Kenya where they say, please pray for us. Our own election is now. Help us. Let us get it right. I'm sure, how many of you remember that? I said, and then we prayed and we trusted God along with them that God should take control. And the election came. And the desire of the people came to pass. In the name of Mr. William Ruto. By the time the outcome came out, Now, he came more like against the established system. Even though he had come up briefly as vice president sometime, but just at the established system, the Odinga, the Kenyatta, and all those people. The Odinga and Kenyatta contested the previous one, and the outcome led to very brutal war that killed many people. I mean, if you remember, many people were killed en masse, bloody war. The followers of this, until they had a unity government where this one now can be prime minister and let this one be president. That was what they did. Now, this time around, the two of them pulled together with every other person against this guy. That is, those who fought until blood was wasted in the country pulled together against this guy. And he still came out and got over 50% of the vote. Four of the people of the Electoral Commission say they don't agree. That's the Electoral Commission itself say we don't agree. So the case went to Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court unanimously on Monday upheld the election of the William Ruto. And the Kenyans sent us message yesterday, so, and to let us celebrate with them that God has prevailed. We're going to add that peace will last, and that the will of God will be done. One of the Sundays, I think 2 years ago, the wife of the current person was in the Glory Dome here worshiping on a Sunday morning. I think we introduced and announced that. Lord God, you have done it for... Something good is happening in Africa already. And I believe that the same thing will continue to... will happen in Nigeria. The will of the people shall be upheld. Even against established institutions... God's purpose. And I'm excited because if God answered us for that country, he will answer us for our own country. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we ask for the establishment of your purpose and your plan for our nation, Nigeria. Thank you for Kenya. Thank you for peace. We decree peace. No bloodshed. No life loss. Peace in that land. The person who has come in to be president today ran against somebody who was 77 years old. He is 54. 5'4". That sounds sweet. Retired people should give way. Expired people should give way. Let there be fresh blood injection. Expired people should give way. Expired people should give way. Let there be fresh blood injection. Did you hear what I just said? Expired people should give way. Expired people should give way. Let there be fresh blood injection. Nothing is wrong with our country. We need young people like that too. That age range. Like, we need that kind of young people. 70-something, 80-something. Let them leave the country alone. Our own, we talk it ho-ha. We don't fear devil. We're not a person we fear. If you see Lucifer, ask him. No trace of fear. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Kenya. We speak peace over Kenya. It is well with Kenya in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you will give Nigeria a similar miracle. The will of the people shall be done. The agenda of hell shall be arrested in the name of Jesus. Unqualified leaders, expired leaders cannot lead Nigeria another time. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Father, give us. Thank you for the establishment of your purpose and plan for our nation. Thank you for Kenya. We declare peace over Kenya, Lord. It is well with Kenya. Give Nigeria a similar miracle. Let the will of God and the purpose of God, as well as the will of the people, be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give Nigeria a similar miracle. Meshta la barada haza. Leke sete rete sete la. Leke sika la ya dada. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we give you adoration. Father, we give you adoration. We worship you. Be glorified. Be adored. Be honored. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. I'm satisfied in Jesus. I'm satisfied. My faith in Him shall never fail. Powerful, powerful song. While that song is on, everyone who needs to surrender their life to Jesus, quickly step forward, let's receive you. And those also to administer the communion, step forward here. You need Jesus to be Lord over your life. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly, anywhere you are, carry your Bibles and carry your bars and step forward and let us pray for you. From everywhere you are, keep coming. Carry your Bibles.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I am satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus.
I'm satisfied with Him.
My faith in Him shall never fail.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. My faith in Him shall never fail.
And take your seat in the presence of the Lord.